Testing, microphone testing, 1, 2. Welcome back to the Dogs of War podcast for the Friday Five. This is the first segment of the Dogs of War podcast in the new year. I'm your host, Raleigh, a.k.a. Angry Browns Fan. As always, during the Friday Five, we go over relevant Browns news for the upcoming football game in 5 minutes or less, give or take. This week, our beloved Browns take on the ever-hated Steelers. Starting with the bad news, one of the few shining stars on the defensive side of the ball, quarterback Denzel Ward has tested positive for COVID. He will be out for 10 days at least, missing the Steelers game and hopefully a playoff game. When I say hopefully, I'm saying hopefully we have a playoff game for him to miss. Obviously, we want Denzel Ward on the field at all times as much as possible. Please get healthy soon, Mr. Ward. Ward is arguably the best defensive player not named Myles Garrett for the Browns, so this kind of sucks. Other new Browns players on the COVID list are linebacker Malcolm Smith and rookie tight end Harrison Bryan. They join safety Andrew Sendejo and linebacker BJ Goodson on the ever-hated COVID list. In happier news, our receiving core is off the list. Jarvis Landry, Rashard Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Kadarrell Hodge. Welcome back, boys. The last second absence of our entire receiving core and pretty much half of our offensive line didn't really do the Browns any favors against the Jets last week. Don't want to get into that. Non-COVID injury players returning. Welcome back safety Ronnie Harrison, the pancake king of the Midwest Wyatt Teller, and left tackle Jedrick Wills. Teller suffered a high ankle sprain against the Ravens and missed both games in New York. Wyatt Teller is the highest graded O-lineman in the National Football League, according to Pro Football Focus. Time for some Teller stats. For the 2020 season, with Wyatt Teller, the Browns went 8-2, boasting 29.8 points per game, 402.3 total yards per game, and 173.7 of those which were rushing yards per game. Without Wyatt Teller, the Browns are 2-3 with 17.2 points per game, 306.4 yards per game, and 89 rush yards per game. Welcome back, you pancake-issuing son-of-a-monster man. Ronnie Harrison has been a stud defensively. He went down with a shoulder injury against his old team, the Jaguars, in Week 12. His arrival could not have come at a better time for an injury-depleted Browns defensive unit. Welcome back, boys. Welcome back. And rookie left tackle Jedrick Wills is also back. Hooray! Wills had some type of illness that kept him out against the Jets, and apparently it wasn't COVID, but he's back. I don't know about you, but whenever I hear that a player has an illness that's not COVID, I'm thinking, BS. It's absolutely COVID, but in this case, I guess he's good to go. So whatever he had doesn't have it anymore, and he's practicing. That's good news. Mental note, keep your fingers crossed as far as COVID goes. As demonstrated last Saturday, shit tends to hit the fan when you least expect it for this franchise. Everyone wear a mask and stay safe. Mostly Cleveland Browns players. You're more important than the rest of us. Before we get into the Steelers, I would like to give them, for the first time in my life, a big heartfelt thanks for beating the Colts on Sunday. They are the champions of the AFC North, however. There are 5 teams with 10 wins in the AFC. The Browns, Ravens, Titans, Dolphins, and Titans. Said Titans twice. Who the hell am I missing? The Colts. I'm missing the Colts. One of those teams will not be in the playoffs. If the Browns could pull off the win on Sunday, they will not be one of those teams, thanks to the Steelers' win. Meaning, the Browns control their own destiny. Win, we're in. But also, fuck the Steelers. On to the Steelers. Head coach Mike Tomlin announced that Ben Roethlisberger will not be playing on Sunday, along with a couple of other starters. Mason Rudolph will be playing behind center on Sunday. We have decided not to talk about the Mason Rudolph-Myles Garrett controversial event of 2019, so we won't. As of Thursday, the Steelers announced that 3 other key players will not be in Sunday's game. Center Marquise Pouncey, defensive end Cam Hayward, and defensive MVP candidate TJ Watt will all be sitting. All 3 players are Pro Bowlers for the year 2020. Now on to the Dogs of War weather forecast. 40 degrees and rainy, so no surprise there. For the Browns to obtain eternal glory, let's expect them to focus on pounding the run. Shout out Kareem Hunt, shout out Nick Chubb. Where are my gambling addicts at? Where are my gambling addicts at? As of Thursday evening, the Browns are 7-point favorites against the Steelers. The Browns have not been favored by this heavy of a margin against the Steelers since 1989. Shout out me for being born that year. Make no mistake, this is the biggest game in recent history. God bless Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns this year for taking us this far in the COVID era. I love you. My co-host Kevin were here. He would say that he loves you. We alternate Friday fives each week. Everybody listening loves you, Cleveland Browns. God save the Cleveland Browns. We will follow you to the fiery pits of hell, to whatever end you lead us to. Dogs of War podcast out. Browns confirmed.